What's up, everyone? This is the Business and Tech News Station. I'm Colin Thompson, and today I've got an interesting one for you. It's Monday. I believe it's August 4th, isn't it? Yeah, that's correct. And I have an interesting idea about what the future, what the evolution of storytelling and narrative looks like. According to some of the information that we have coming out these days, some recent interviews with a head exec at Snapchat, I've got some interesting stuff for you. I really think you're going to find it fascinating. So stay tuned for all of that coming at you ASAP. The evolution of storytelling, holistic narrative through non-traditional media. I've had a lot of conversations along these lines over the past 6 months or so, and some recent comments by the Snap Inc. executive Nick Bell has cemented the concept in my mind more than ever. And that is that a new kind of multimedia storytelling is coming. The term multimedia used to mean the combining of multiple media formats into a single piece. Film, for example, was the combination of visual and audio art presented simultaneously to create an immersive storytelling experience. But what is the next step? With the emergence of so many different formats and platforms for media, especially through social media platforms, quote, multi-format could easily be the next evolution in storytelling. If multimedia storytelling creates immersive experiences through multiple types of media, multi-format creates immersive experiences through media presented on multiple platforms. In the interview, Snap executive Nick Bell, he talks about the relationships between TV, networks, and new media like Snapchat. He says, "We want to be friends of media, joining the dots between TV and mobile." He does not see the two as in competition, but rather complementary to each other. The mediums, formats, methods of consumption, and habits of consumers are all completely different for each platform, so it's illogical to think that the two should actually even be in competition. Snapchat has said that they expect the first scripted show produced specifically for Snapchat to come out this year, and we also know that a daily show hosted by James Corden is set to debut this fall called Corden's Next James Corden. The fact that executives and networks and social media companies are catching on to this is exciting, but the trend of complementary content is going on with or without them. All they can do is hope to catch the wave and to ride it. More coming up. For instance, ABC reality show The Bachelor sees a 15% audience boost from related Snapchat content, whether that is, say, stars snapping about it or even fans snapping about the show. 15% is a huge bump. While Snapchat seems to be, as always, catching a trend earlier than most, the trend will be far larger than just collaborations between networks and Snapchat. Core stories will likely be told through more traditional media formats and platforms, such as TV and film. These are ideally suited to an individual immersive experience that lasts for between 20 minutes to 2 hours. The viewer during this time is completely immersed in the story as they consume the, quote, core content of the story. But ancillary storytelling will start to fill the spaces around the core story, produced to take advantage of the strengths of an individual digital platform. Bell says, "We see mobile as being fundamentally a new medium." He mentions 3 to 5 minute lengths and close-ups over wide shots, saying Snapchat is creating a new mobile language. If I were to take a stab at a similar space for podcasting as ancillary storytelling, I would say that the content would be longer, more conversational, sometimes less produced, and sometimes less censored. Instagram, YouTube, even Facebook, all can bring different medium properties to the feed into the surrounding cloud of content swirling around the core story. The content overall could range from documentary, behind-the-scenes content, already being done, of course, to parallel storylines, to even content that pretends to have been created by characters in the core story themselves. The fact is that we know this content is coming. When one individual platform like Snapchat is responsible for a 15% boost in viewership of one of the most popular shows on TV, we know that network executives are paying attention and looking for ways that they can cash in on the trend and also control the trend. So this is my prediction. The evolution from multimedia to, quote, multi-format content will prove to be the next big evolution in storytelling. Ancillary content will swirl around the core content of the story that is distributed on the major traditional platforms like TV and film. The consumer will have the option to either only consume the core content or to dig as deeply as they would like into the ancillary storytelling going on throughout other platforms related. This multi-format approach will bring a new level of immersiveness to storytelling through the creation of an entire universe to be explored on social media and all other media platforms. That's it for today. Let me know what you think. The concept of, we've been looking for, you know, is Snapchat or is social media going to wipe out TV or film or is whatever, you know, is Netflix going to, what about the concept of them all coming together? Why can't we all be friends, you know? What about the concept of core content being the TV, the film, the big blue box on the wall, and then ancillary content feeding into it and taking advantage of the specific properties of that format and of that content and of that medium? So Snapchat, of course, 3 to 5 minutes long content, you know, through Discover or through Snapping or whatever, stories. Podcasting, much longer. Maybe even longer. You know, maybe the podcast, if it's going along with a TV show, there might be 3 hours of podcast content for every 30 minutes of film. Of TV, could be, because that would take more advantage of the properties of the format and of the platform itself. All of this swirling around and creating a more immersive experience. The good news is, of course, people can continue to consume however they want, but the move towards allowing users to dig as deep as they want is going to allow users and consumers and viewers and audience members to be more immersed in the entire story and the entire universe. A lot of work will go into this. But what do you think? I would love for you to leave a call-in. I would love for you to let me know your thoughts on all this. I think it's extremely exciting, but I would love to hear what you guys think about how likely I am. Am I way off base? Am I way on base? Let me know, and I will talk to you all very soon in the future.
Yo, Colin. Hey, man, it's Ben. Just listened to your bits about storytelling and some of your insights around the future of storytelling and where it might go. Man, I agree. I think that storytelling, it's so important to embrace multi-platform, I guess, media or distribution and tell different elements of the story depending on the distribution channel that's being used. So one thing that I personally do with character, the iTunes podcast is I use Instagram as a visual storytelling tool to put some context behind the audio and the stories that we're telling on there. So appreciate your thoughts, man, and look forward to hearing more from you.